Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. It is time for our farming slot. Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal joins us once again. And Mairead was just telling me something there during the break. This is hot off the presses news.
In the days when we used to have presses.
Yeah,
that's right.
to do with milk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it all concerns a case that was taken by a German company called Tofu Town. Well, they didn't take the case. They basically distribute vegetarian and vegan food. So they have a lot of tofu butter and plant cheese and veggie cheese and, you know, cream and all the rest of it. Mm. So a company in Germany that deals with regulations over marketing and all the rest of it took it to the court, basically saying, took it to the German courts, basically saying that, you know, you can't be calling stuff like coconut or almond. You can't be calling it milk. It's not milk. Milk is, you know, comes from an animal, and you know the products that come from that then are animal based. So anyway, the decision, I'm not quite sure what decision was made by the regional court in Germany, but anyway, it ended up in the European Court of Justice, and they just made their ruling on it, and basically they have come in behind the or come out against the likes of almond milk and coconut milk and tofu butter and anything like that. And the designation can now only be used for relevant legislation reserves the right to the term milk only for milk of animal origin. And in addition, where expressed, unless expressly provided for, that legislation reserves the designations like cream, chantilly, butter, cheese and yogurt solely for milk products. That is, products derived from milk. So that's now, I mean, it's referring to a German case, but it is the European Court. They have made that decision. There is going to be a list of exemptions. We don't have them yet because, like as I said, this decision was only made at lunchtime today. But it's certainly an interesting one.
Yeah.
And reserving the right of, you know, only animal-based products to have the term milk, and then the derivatives of milk like butter, cream, chantilly.
Right. So you won't be able to have soya butter anymore or any of those kind of things.
No. Yeah. Now, there are some, as I say, exemptions. We don't know what they are yet. But in particular, tofu butter is one of them that's off the list anyway. Mm. You won't be able to use the word butter. So
that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
dairy
interesting.
Farmers would be
interested. I suppose it kind of makes logical sense, really. And it's just a repackaging matter
It's almond, a small bit like the designations, you know, where you can't use the word champagne out of a certain area or Parma ham or the Blah down in Waterford, for that matter, or Ackleham. It's, you know, it's those kind of designations where you can't just have them coming up willy-nilly everywhere. Mm. But this is a big one because, I mean, you know, almond is almond milk. I mean, coconut milk, it's not called spray or, you know,
water or anything like that. It's been called that for a long time.
And it's been called that. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's the decision of the courts. And it's regarding a German company called Tofu Town.
Right. Okay. So the Leaving Cert Ag Science questions.
It's not on yet. Yeah. It hasn't happened. I have a couple here for you to see what you're listening all year. which would you think here? Which method will not introduce organic matter into the soil? Now, use your head, right? One, dung. Two, ploughing in material. Three, spraying. Four, earthworms. Which of them would not introduce organic matter into the soil?
I don't know what ploughing in material means.
Probably the topsoil, turning over the soil.
Oh yeah, well that won't then. Presumably you're just reassembling what's already there.
Well, spraying will.
Well, it depends what you're spraying though, would it not?
Well, you're not going to be spraying much now, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
So that's the answer there.
Okay, all right. So I wasn't listening.
Any idea... what visible features, or what three visible features, even if you name one of them for me, would a dairy farmer be looking for when selecting a replacement heifer for the dairy herd? What's always terribly important and you don't think about it?
Back feet.
Exactly. Feet.
Yes.
Most important thing. If they don't have good feet, that's it really is important.
Yes.
You know? And one more. I think you wouldn't know this one probably. What is the substance stored in the liver of a farm animal? Is it vitamin K, glycogen, magnesium, or none of the above?
Yeah, you're right there.
Don't know that.
No idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about butter. You know the way we're all heading off, or a lot of people are heading off on holidays, or they're going back to wherever they've been living for the last 5 years after being home to see mum and dad or go to the family wedding or whatever. Anyway, butter. You know, they take a lot of things back with them. Clonakilty sausages, you know, tato crisps, you name it. But butter is popular as well. But anyway, we decided to check out what was the story with regards to taking butter abroad, particularly in hand case, hand luggage. And the bad news is that butter comes under the designation of gels and liquids. So it's treated the very same as shampoo. So you literally can only take 100 grams and it has to be in, you know, the clear plastic resealable things. So seemingly considerable amount of people are getting caught because they're trying to bring the butter with them, you know. There is nothing like a bit of Kerrywald butter on your toast. And sure, the Germans love it and the Americans love it now. But anyway, that's the rules. And they're the same rules that actually apply to, if you're thinking of bringing over now the Ballymaloe relish because you can't have your rashers in the morning without it. Forget it. You won't get through with jams, with relishes or sauces either. It's the 100 mil the 100 mil limit. And what do they do with them then anyway? Can you imagine all this stuff is confiscated because, you know, it's going through the scanner and you see all these jars there. And the Dublin Airport Authority told us what they do is they actually put them up for charity, events. And they ended up supporting MS Ireland, Merchants Quay Ireland, and My Canine Companion for Autism.
Would it not be more logical just if you're going that distance, presumably you've got baggage going into the hold?
Well, it would make more sense to put it in there. Yeah. And also in terms of, but a lot of people now, I mean, sure, the charges on putting a bag into the hold more expensive than the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And people are trying to get away with one bag.
Yeah.
But anyway, so be careful. If you're bringing the butter with you to the airport, put it in the hold. Don't be trying to put it into your hand luggage because it'll be taken off you.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Now, this row that's going on between Saudi Arabia, other states and Qatar.
Yeah, interesting one here. Yeah, there you saw a couple of weeks ago where the Gulf states, they cut their ties, their economic ties with ties. That's an awful word to say. with Qatar. And one of the problems about this is that the three countries, the UAE, the Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, all import or export food into Qatar. And Qatar is dependent 80% for imports on its food to feed its people. So one of the first things that's running out is actual milk. So this guy by the name of Muztaq Al-Kayat, who's a businessman and who's already milking a lot of sheep out there and had planned to get into dairying, he's gone off and bought 4,000 cows. 4,000 of them in America and Australia, and is shipping them back to Qatar, where he's rapidly getting the facilities ready because, you know, they need special facilities because they're not used to the heat.
Yeah.
Now, probably where they're coming from in Australia and America, it's more in line with what it's like out in Qatar. But remember, isn't that where we're going to play in the World Cup in a couple of years?
It's insanely hot.
Yeah.
Insanely hot.
So anyway, there are 4,000 cows. It's going to take 60 flights. But he says it's time to stand up and support the country. And one of the ways he's doing it is making sure that the population have fresh milk.
God, that's a massive operation as well.
Isn't it?
Now, presumably you're talking about air-conditioned places.
Yeah, they're going to have to be air-conditioned and plenty of water. That's going to be the other key thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a major operation. Now, you know, Saudi is a pretty hot country as well. And there is very extensive dairying going on in Saudi. Now, it's not like dairying in Ireland. It's all indoors. Mm. But the interesting thing is they farm their farms in units of about 20,000 cows. Like, you know, you talk about, you know, Ireland and, oh, how this, that and the other we are. And the average herd size is about 25, you know, in comparison to what they're doing out in Almarai in Saudi. But Saudi's aim was to become self-sufficient and be able to export into the region. Qatar was one of its biggest customers. Now that's where we end up with it. So, you know, there's milk is running out.
Yeah.
And that's what they're having to do to get it in.
Now, finally, as we did learn, the naughtiest thing Theresa May ever did was run through a wheat field. That's having profound political ramifications.
At social media decided to take a bit of fun out of it. Sure, the whole country's getting a bit of fun out of it. Mm. Can you imagine her? What did you say?
John Oliver called her Thatcher in the
Thatcher
Rye.
Thatcher in the Rye. Well, anyway, here, a load of people on social media decided, wouldn't it be a great idea on the anniversary of Brexit, which is coming up, imagine it's a year ago, on the anniversary of the referendum, that they would run through the wheat fields. Anyway, there's 29,000 signed up, and that was of yesterday evening, so I'd imagine it's doubled by now. And there's about 50,000 liking the idea of it. So anyway, they all think it's a great idea, and the farmers love to see everybody frolicking through their wheat fields. The farmers are up in arms.
I would have thought so,
and they're saying, not over, you are not. Who's going to compensate us for all the flattened wheat? It's bad enough with the weather, not a mind, a whole pile of people fluttering through it. And so they're saying they're looking for the police forces to protect their farms and protect their wheat fields, and they're going to be watching all of this and making sure it doesn't happen.
Well, they could get advice from Theresa May as to how to not get caught while doing it. She being such a mince
it's so funny that one lot of people think this is a really good, funny idea, and the other lot are saying, not a way, no way is this going to happen, you know.
Marie, thanks a million for coming into us. Marie Lavery from the Farmers Journal there.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.